This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Yo! What's up, everybody? It's me, Derek, host Degenerate Derek Podcast, back for the Week 7 Pick'em Show. I also got Daniel, not with me, but I do have his picks with his lovely lispy voice. I'll play those for you guys here in just a bit. If you're new to the pod, welcome. This is a podcast where I give out 5 games I'm betting on in the NFL each and every week. We got a Thursday night football game. Fuck that game. Saints, Cardinals. I mean, I kind of like the Saints, but I'm not betting against Kyler Murray, so I'll switch it and bet Kyler Murray -2. All right, that's who I'm going to bet on for Thursday night football. But that does not go against my record. My record is only the 5 games that I bet each and every week. I'm trying to bounce back week 6. I went 2-3. I hate going 2-3. Hate having losing weeks. It's going to happen, but I'm 18-11-1 on the season. Daniel went 3-1-1 last week, I think. So he's 15-13-2 on the season. So both of us in the positive, above 500. I'm a little better. Daniel's catching up a little bit. Still a couple games behind, but we got 5 picks for you each. A couple messages I got. This guy said, "Monday's pod, excuses is all I heard when talking about the Cowboys-Eagles." Well, I mean, whatever you want to call it. You're obviously Eagles fans, so that's what you're going to hear. The fact of the matter is, everything I said about that Cowboys-Eagles game is just a fact. Just a fact, all right? You guys were absolutely, Eagles were supposed to win that game. The fact that the Eagles think that was a big deal winning that game is insane to me. Division is still wide open. I still think this is a Cowboys division. Eagles have definitely, they are peaking way too early. They're a powerhouse right now. There ain't no way they run the table. Ain't no way they just, and I'm not talking about undefeated. I'm just talking about even in general. Just being good at the end of the year just isn't going to happen. It just won't. I'm sorry. Teams peak like this all the time so early. You're not the Patriots. You're not going to make a run. You're not going to go deep in the playoffs. You're not even going to win the division, I don't think. Honestly, I really don't. I think you guys are having a bye week now. When you come back, I think the league's going to have the Eagles figured the fuck out. But we'll see. Excuses is all you heard, but I don't give a fuck because everything I said is just the truth. Just the facts. Just the facts. We shouldn't have even been in that game. The fact that Cooper Rush gave us 4 straight wins is just insane. Saved our season. Now Dak's coming back. Let's see what's going on. Dak's playing this week, right? Against the Lions? Has to be. Absolutely has to be. Can't imagine that he doesn't play this weekend. Looking at the board and looking at my picks, it's a crazy week. Everybody be careful. I have literally 5 dogs. But I mean, that's just how the board this week is. The games this weekend are just ugly. You can't go through and find me 1 good game. Not 1. I would normally say Chiefs 49ers, but I mean, the 49ers were missing like 11 starters against Atlanta. Are all those guys going to be back? I doubt it. So I don't know how good that game's really going to be. But outside of that, and I don't even think that game will be good probably because the 49ers are probably still going to be missing a bunch of people. You can't find 1 good game. Maybe Cowboys-Lions. Lions have kind of fallen off a little bit. They're only 1-4 on the season, so there's not a lot of hype around that game because, you know, the Lions don't know how to win because they're 1-4. Commanders-Packers, gross. Jets-Broncos, I mean, I like watching the Jets, but gross. Falcons-Bengals, when the Falcons-Bengals is probably the best game of the weekend, you're in trouble. Like, week 7 is fucking gross. So, not a lot of talk. Let's just do the picks. Fuck it.
Number 5.
I got Falcons +6 on the road taking on the Bengals. My thought on this is, you know, the Bengals beat the Saints last week, but they did let the Saints run for 250 yards or something like that. That's all the Falcons do. The Falcons have impressed me with covers against the Bucs, a cover and an outright win last week against the 49ers, even though they were banged up. The Falcons seem to be putting something together, like they have an identity. They're not just wandering around with their thumb up their ass trying to figure out, like, what are we going to do? Like, they go into a game, they know what they're trying to run, and they know how they're trying to run it. And it sounds simple, but some of these teams, they get in there, and it's like, what are we doing? What's the game plan? The game plan, like, changes, like, 15 times. Not the Falcons. The Falcons have a one-track mind. They're trying to run the ball. Mariota's trying to dump off the passes, and they're just trying to hang with you and play good defense. I like the Falcons +6 on the road taking on the Bengals.
Number 4.
Commanders, +5.5 at home taking on the Packers. Packers are just garbage. They're not anything. I'm not scared of them. Aaron Rodgers is in like la-la land, bro. He's barred out of his mind or mushroomed the fuck out. He's psychedelics, bro. Psycha-fucking-delics, bro. That's what's going on in Aaron Rodgers' mind at all times. I don't trust the Packers. Commanders have had a lot of turmoil. They do play decent defense. 5.5 points is just a lot, especially when a team's not that good. And I don't think the Packers are that good. So I like Washington at home here. 5.5. Give it to me.
Number 3.
Texans +7. I just don't know. They're +7 against the Raiders. These teams are both like, they have one win on the year. Between the two teams, they have 2 wins. And the Texans have looked better. And now the Raiders are just like, I've tried, Raiders. I really have. I've had your back. I believed in you. I've defended you. And you guys are just shit. It is what it is. So the Texans are one of the best against the spread teams in the league, and they're getting 7 points against a shitty team? Yeah. I mean, to me, that's just an easy fucking pick.
Number 2.
Another easy fucking pick. The Seahawks, +6 on the road, taking on the Chargers. I'm just trying to keep it simple. I'm not trying to overthink any of these. I'm seeing bad football teams be favored by big numbers against teams that have shown that they're not that bad, like the Seahawks. The Seahawks have really impressed me this year. I thought they were going to be complete shit, and they're not. They're playing good ball. They're 3-3 on the year. You know, Chargers have, they're 4-2, but if you watch the Chargers, they haven't looked that great. I know they've been dealing with injuries, but it's just like there's just something, I don't know, not really special about the Chargers this year so far. Seahawks have been playing good football. So +6, yeah, I will take the Seahawks on the road taking on the LA Chargers.
Number 1.
I'm not trying to overthink this at all. I'm trying to keep it very simple. Jets +1 on the road taking on the Broncos.
J-E-T-E Jets.
I just don't know how you don't pick the Jets. I don't know. How are the Broncos favored by anybody? You could line them up against the Alabama Crimson Tide, and I'd say the Tide -2. I mean, the Broncos are dog shit. Somehow they have 2 wins, but they are awful. Russell Wilson is... I don't know. I don't know how you just lose it like that. Like, this guy was making things happen in Seattle. That dude would run around. You couldn't tackle him. He's just throwing bombs all over the place. And he can't hit anybody. Like, Russell Wilson is an awful, awful quarterback. And at some point, you know, we're in week 7 now. And it's like, oh, yeah, he'll get it together. He'll win. I mean, win. It's week 7. Week 7. And this team is still like that. Meanwhile, they got the baby Jets rolling up on their ass with all the swagger in the world, knocking people's heads off, putting up 40 burgers on teams, going into Lambeau, beating the Packers' ass. And you want that Jets team is going to come in and fall to the Broncos? If I had $1 million, I'd put it on the Jets. If I had $1 million, I'd put it on the Jets +1 against the Broncos. If I had $1 billion, I'd put it on the Jets. Now that I'm sitting here talking, There's zero chance the Jets lose this game. I mean, zero chance. How are they even dogs? Like, what am I missing? Like, what am I not reading about? Like, what the fuck are they talking about? 0% chance. I probably shouldn't say that, because the last time I said this team has a 0.00000 chance of winning, it was when the Eagles took on the Patriots in the Super Bowl. And obviously, we know how that turned out.
Bitch-ass white boy.
So, yeah, Jets are my number one pick. So, real quick, my five picks. Falcons plus six. All dogs, baby. All dogs. Commanders plus 5.5. Texans plus 7. Seahawks plus 6. And Jets plus 1. I just tried not to overthink it. You know? Some of these teams that are just 5, 6, 7 point favorites is just, they're playing teams that are actually showing a completely different side of them. So, I don't know. But hey, I pre-recorded Daniel's picks, so let's get to those. Hope you guys, and you know, with Daniel's picks, and we'll wrap up the pod. Hope you guys have a good weekend. Here's dumbass Daniel, dipshit Daniel, with his picks.
Smacker. Excuse me. There's a few minor. Now I cough. And this is. God damn it! I'll start over.
Number 5. I got the Jets as favorites plus 1.5 over the Broncos. Number 4. I got the Chiefs minus 3 against the Niners. Number 3, I'm going with Dallas, minus 7 over the Lions. Number 2, got the Giants, plus 3 over the Jags. My number 1 pick, got the Titans, minus 2.5 over the Colts.
Gratata.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you think you have a gambling problem, stop listening to f***ing podcast and get help. Seriously, the Degenerate Derek Podcast.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.